My most favorite workshop, Authentic Songwriting, is back and better than ever before. And it's happening from the 27th to the 29th of May. Over 3 days, we will focus on two specific things. First, songwriting lessons aimed at upskilling your writing technique. And secondly, workshops on how you can tap into your unique artistic voice so that you can write the songs that feel like you. You'll also be given a songwriting prompt each day so that you can quickly get started writing your brand new material. I want you to feel excited and proud of the music you make. And if you want this too, then hop on board. There's also a bunch of really cool bonuses like co-create sessions with me and the whole Authentic Songwriting gang on Zoom. We'll have our own cozy private Facebook group to get to know each other and a special bonus workshop to help you finish your songs, plus loads, loads more. I mean, what can I say? I'm such a giver. I can't wait to get started. The doors are open now and they close on Monday the 27th of May at 10 a.m. UK time. So go and grab your space at theradicalmakemusic.com/workshop and I will see you there. Okay, now let's get on to the episode. Hello, dear songwriters, and welcome back to the podcast. Now, this might sound a little different than normal because I'm actually sitting on my bed with my old iPhone 6 and I'm recording this entire episode holding my phone up straight into the phone's microphone because this is a super special episode. We're closing the doors to Radical Songwriting Academy tonight and I didn't plan on having another episode this month, but I really want to talk about something that I'm seeing coming up so often, and that's the difficulty in making a decision. And I figured instead of setting up all my podcast gear and firing up Logic and getting all that editing software out, that I could just go back to basics and show you that if having a podcast is something that you want to do and you've got a mobile phone, then you can do it. You can totally do it. I'm doing it right now. But here's the thing. I'm seeing people stuck on the fence a lot. And this isn't just about joining Radical Songwriting Academy. But this is kind of everything. Being on the fence about not knowing what song to finish, what path to take, what platform to use, being on the fence about how to get things done, about who to hire, about who to trust, about what challenge to go and do next. So I thought it might be useful for me to break down my decision-making process. So I'm going to call this episode How to Make Hard Decisions. Buckle in. But firstly, right, a decision becomes hard when you've lost touch with your goals, your plans, and your vision for your ideal lifestyle. I'm going to say that again. A decision only really becomes hard when you've lost touch with your goals, with your plans, and with that vision for your ideal lifestyle. You see, we really only decide to do things. We often think the decision to not do something is this big decision, but actually the big decisions are the decisions to do things. Because choosing not to do things, well, that usually keeps you exactly where you are and gives you this false sense of control and security. If you were Sleeping Beauty and you just went to sleep right now and you slept for an entire year, and then this time next year, at the start of 2024, you woke up, you'd be in the exact same place you were now. Why? Because no decisions will have been made because you were sleeping the whole time. So you only really decide to do things. And I think that's an important thing to take on board when you're faced with this concept of duality, this or that, yes or no. That by saying no, you're staying exactly where you are. So really there is only one decision to make ultimately. So the question is, not is it yes or no? The question is, where do you want to be in a stretch of time from today? Where do you want to be a year from now? If you can envision what that would mean if you said yes, and then if you said no, would that make you happy? And in 2 or 5 years' time, would that make you happy if you were exactly where you were or if you had said yes? We need to have a little bit of consequential thinking when we're trying to make these quote-unquote hard decisions, because it can be very hard to think about what's ahead from the point that you're at. But it's a lot easier to think about what's ahead from beyond the decision, looking backwards. So I want you to close your eyes and just envision the emotions, the feelings that come up when I say yes. Am I happy? Am I joyful? Am I satisfied? Do I feel proud of myself? And then if you say no, am I happy? Am I joyful? Do I feel satisfied? Do I feel proud of myself? So me personally, when I feel the itch, when I feel the pull to go towards something, even if I'm not sure if it's for me or not, the first thing I acknowledge is it exactly that. It's I'm being pulled towards something. There's an intuitive, energetic sense of action there. Think about your songwriting. How much of your songwriting was a decision to write a song? And how much of it was just this very natural, intuitive pull towards songwriting? I'm going to guess that most of it was that intuitive, natural pull. So you need to acknowledge that there's something in that. If you're feeling the pull and the gravity towards something specifically, there is an energy there. So just acknowledge it. That's the first thing. So this is what I do when I'm looking to make a decision. The first question I ask myself when I just can't decide what to do is, when I think about my reasons to say no to this option in front of me that I've been pulled towards, that's been presented to me somehow, is it a reason or is it an excuse? And this is how we define one or the other. Reasons are based in evidence, critical thinking, weighing up and identifying the emotional impact, the logical impact, the practical impact. From all of that analysis, we come to a decision. How to know it's a reason and not an excuse? Well, those reasons leave us feeling quite certain. It's almost like an acceptance. We're fully aware of the situation and we've accepted the outcome. Think of a breakup that just had to happen. It still hurts. It still hurts so, so bad. It's so painful, but the reason is strong. It's critically thought through, tons of emotional fallout, but also there's a lot of logistics as well inside a breakup, because it's two people's lives separating, and that might be financial, that might be your living situation. Inside all of that, which feels like chaos, is a certainty, because the reason was true and you're at peace at that place. How do you know it's an excuse? Well, this is what I see in my head when I think I'm making an excuse. So welcome to the inner world of Rosie's brain. When I know I'm making an excuse, I get a big cartoon, big red cartoon, like crayon drawing of a question mark above my head. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence. I can't decide either way. For me, this is a surefire sign that an excuse is about to pop out my mouth. Because a reason feels comfortable to me. Even if it's a reason to say no. And I say no to a lot of things. And saying no is not a bad thing. It's a really, really good thing. In fact, most of you, I think probably, like me, could say no more often. But the reason to say no to something in front of you, an opportunity, whatever it may be, is usually quite comfortable. But the excuse, well, here's another way to look at it. An excuse will often leave you feeling a sense of relief. It's like there's a weight off your shoulders. But a reason to say no to something will make you feel empowered. It's like action has been taken. So you need to ask yourself, who put the weight on your shoulders in the first place? Is this a reason or is this an excuse? Because we're making decisions to do things. And if you choose to not do something, then you're not really choosing anything at all. So if any of this resonates with you, then here is your call, your call to arms. Dear, dear songwriter, I hope you know me by now through this podcast, through the Radical Songwriting Facebook group, through my academy, through the free workshops, through the 5-day challenges. I'm here to tell you today, please get out your own way. For the last 2 weeks, I've been immersed in songwriters, right? I have been swimming in a pool of songwriters. I've been inside a 5-day challenge with hundreds of songwriters. I've been doing tons of free workshops, one-to-one calls, group coaching, And I really get to see the full spectrum of songwriter, of musician, different people from different backgrounds, from different walks of life. And I feel now, after doing this for well over a year, I've also seen the full spectrum of excuses. And I can smell it. I can smell the excuse a mile away. And here, it's not my job to change anyone's mind. I'm not here to persuade or anything like that. But I've saw songwriters justify their excuses until they're blue in the face. Side note, by the way, you don't need to justify anything to anyone. And if you're feeling the urge to justify your reasons to do something or not to do something, then chances are it's an excuse. I'm sorry, but if it doesn't feel solid and comfortable and settled, then it's probably not a reason to say no or say yes to something. So another question to ask yourself is, why is this decision difficult in the first place? Well, here's some light on maybe why. These decisions, quite often, particularly with your music and your songwriting, they involve you choosing yourself. Not choosing what other people want you to do or what other people think you should do, but choosing what's actually true in your heart. And that's radical. That's unconventional. That's hard. And that is utterly devastating to the status quo of our society, to the status quo of some of your relationships. Choosing yourself will be a rupture for some things around you, and it's hard to do. But you can take that risk on yourself because you're more capable than you realise. And here's another hard truth. I'm sorry for the hard love tonight. I told you I'm sitting on my bed and I can't stop thinking about this and I just need to share my thoughts. So thank you for listening thus far. But this might be a bit triggering for some of you and I do not mean to offend anybody. And please know I say this with so much love in my heart. And if you are offended by this, maybe you are an offender of this. Maybe. But here it is. It's really boring. It's so boring to watch people tie themselves up in knots, to run circles around their own heart, to ignore their own truth, their own passions, their own inner artist, to see the same people come back time and time again and make the same excuses over and over again. It's really boring. And why is it boring? And why do I use the word boring? Well, because I see people overcome these excuses at the same time. Right? I get messages from songwriters who on the Wednesday night decide no. And then on the Thursday morning, something's changed and they just decide to go for it. And they do a 180 degree turn and they end up smashing their own expectations, surpassing their own goals and ambitions and like just stepping into their own power and shocking themselves and surprising themselves. And so when I see that, I think, wow, if you make the choice to choose you, what could that look like? The most powerful way to choose yourself in this society, in this capitalist culture, and I hate to say, this is the most powerful way you can choose yourself right now in 2023 with everything that's going on, it's to put your money where your heart is. It's to stand up for what you believe in and invest in it. Is to find the people that will support you in doing so, because it seems utterly crazy to some people, to find the people that will support you and to allow that fear that you have to guide you. Now, I don't mean precariously spending your rent on something, but I mean when you know you probably can, if you can do it, and don't be allergic to challenge. It's so hard, and I'm saying this as someone who has went through years and years and years and years of therapy and has toured Europe 7 times, and at no point in my career did that ever feel comfortable, right? That these challenges were never things that felt good at the time, right? Something made me do it. But on the other side of it, there are fruits waiting for you. On the other side of bravery, of hard work, of commitment, of decisions. These fruits, by the way, have been spoken about by ancient philosophers, by spiritual leaders, by teachers, professors across millennia. The stuff I'm talking about today is not new information. People have been making the choice to do really hard things for a really, really long time. It's kind of how we're all still here. So if you're listening to this right now and you're still with me, you're ready. Because why else are you here? I believe in you. It's time to believe in yourself. I have no doubt you can do it, whatever that is. Whatever that is for you. I hope that you find it, that belief in yourself. Even if it's only 1%, grab it, grab onto it, because it's never ever too late. It's never too late. And remember, on the other side of excuses is the next door, the next chapter, the next stage, the next adventure. And what is this life if it's not an adventure? So stay radical. I'm about to dive head first into a 10-week intensive program with dozens of excellent musicians. Come and join us if you want to. That's really all you need to decide, if you want to. As for this podcast, I will see you in season 4. So please have an amazing spring. Be safe. Keep writing your songs. Show up for yourself. And you know where I am. I'm on the other side of an email and inside the Radical Songwriting community. So loads and loads of love. Be safe. Take care. And I will see you soon.